Good morning, church.
Good morning.
It's what God does. I have nothing to do with this. God is using us, the church, to see that his word goes forth. And I've been called to this congregation, and that's a story in itself. I don't have time for that this morning, but I want you to know I've been led to this church by God. This morning we have Zaki Shenudo, comes from Egypt. Our international convention is next week, and every year, a week before our international convention, headquarters sends us Gideons from abroad. And it's our way, he's going to be used mightily this week because it's our way of raising funds to buy scriptures. And I am so thankful that Pastor opens his pulpit every year for these men to come share what's happening in their country. And this year, the state has been gracious. We have two men from Egypt this year because basically one man would see the state of Pennsylvania in 5 days doing 2 to 3 meetings a day. And that's gruesome. That's grueling. But this year, we have two men from Egypt. Zaki's going to see the eastern part of Pennsylvania. Another Egyptian is going to see the western part of Pennsylvania. Zaki comes from Cairo, Egypt. He is retired from Nestle. He is now a veterinarian. And I asked him what they do for Nestle Corporation. And basically, he took baby food that Nestle manufactures and started the baby food sales in Cairo. And we thank him for that. He has a wife who is a dermatologist, professor in a college. He has a daughter who is a veterinarian, an architect, and he has a son who is finishing med school this year. Please welcome Zaki.
Thank you. Praise God. Thank you for having me, and what a privilege to be with you this morning. I would like to thank Pastor Richard for giving me this opportunity and for all you here today. My English is not that good, but I know that you will understand. If you don't understand, so by spirit you will understand. Amen? Amen. Amen. Praise God. So I like the theme of your church, the heart of Christ. That's wonderful. And for today, the verse today, it touched my heart and all the songs. So I was touched with your worship today. So let me introduce to you my family, as the brother Mesh said. I have only one wife and one son and one daughter. And all of them, they are Christian and they serve the Lord. I am sending the greeting from my family, my church, and the Gideons from Egypt. This is the big family and some pictures with the family. We have a wonderful country, actually, and I'd like you to visit one day Egypt. Before we start, I would like to share with you this quote. Without God's word, our week would be sin day, morn day, tears day, waste day, tears day, fight day, chatter day. 7 days without God's word makes 1 week. So I would like to see some pictures about the country, and then I would like to show some picture about the Egyptian, the people. So, and then we'll start about the ministry. This is downtown Cairo. We have many hotels because we are a touristic country, so. This is the map, if you don't know where is Egypt. This is the Mediterranean Sea, and this is Red Sea. We have a river Nile, 1,000 miles almost, and all the Egyptian living across the river Nile, and the others desert. So we are living on the fifth of our land, only fifth. And here's the Sinai, Moses Mountain here, and then you can just cross the border, will be to the Jerusalem. So very, and I think you know that Jesus went to Egypt for a while there, lived there. And some quick pictures. This is the Mediterranean. And here the Cairo. And this is the pyramids. And I'm living close to the pyramids, 5 minutes, something like that. So about the people of Egypt, I'm not sure if it's clear to you here, the picture. We are very unique people. And can you see 4 people on the motorcycle? Can you see that? Maybe the light, but here's the van, other man. Can you see that?
Yeah.
Okay. So we are very creative and very unique people. So, do you know about the spy here? You know, spy living among you? As the Egyptian, we know the spy names, and we know his phone number, and we know what he's working. You know what? One of the spy, he was a president of Egypt from a couple of years. Morsi, I don't know if you heard about the Muslim Brotherhood. Now he is trial about the spy. He's a spy. So he will be condemned for life. So we are unique people, actually. About the traffic, the people here say about traffic, but I mentioned you don't know the traffic except you come over the downtown Cairo. So, you know, the traffic light here means this, when it was red, you stop, right? But we don't know what's the red. Maybe you have to move. When you hear the bomb explosion anywhere, what you are going to do? You're going on or off the explosion? You go away, right? But as Egyptian, we go to see the explosion. We like that. We are very religious people, actually. We pray all the day long, starting from the early morning. Why? Because the traffic for parking space, it's not easy to find park. So we pray all the time to find a parking space and for the safety as well. So this is diagram for geographic relationship in the Middle East, and we are in a very unique area too. So this is the friend and the enemies, and so it's very, here there is a note, Palestine and Israel were discounted for sake of simplicity, so that's, you know, we are at the end of the days, and we believe so. So we can't understand even the politics, who with who. And so let's go to the Gideon's ministry in Egypt. This is Africa, and we are in the Middle East. And we are region 10, Africa Central, established for 40 years back, the ministry, and we distribute 2 million and 5,000 plus New Testament. And we have 78 camps. We are 1,000 Gideons and 700 auxiliary. We are 90 million people. 85% are Muslims, and 10% are Orthodox. I don't know, you know about Orthodox? I hear that you have one here. They're like Catholic, very traditional, and they have their own books, but they believe in Bible too, but it's not the main book they have. We speak Arabic and the official language, and we speak English, some French too. So another map about the monument, you can I'm looking for the camps from here all the way till the border of Sudan. So we have very wonderful, if you like to diving and snorkeling and go to desert safari, so you can take a cruise too through the Nile. You spend a week there. Very wonderful sightseeing as well. So Brother Mitch can read some verses from Isaiah 19.
Shall melt in the middle of it. And the Lord shall smite Egypt. He shall smite and heal it, and they shall return even to the Lord, and he shall be entreated of them and shall heal them, whom the Lord of hosts shall bless, saying, bless my Egypt, my people.
Blessed be Egypt, my people. You know, now in Egypt, for last 50 years, we have three presidents. And in last 5 years, we have five presidents. So we have dramatically changed in political situation. And actually, we can see many changes happen among the people, among the Muslims, among the church even. Dramatically changed the church because we suffer. We have two big revolution, and this the first one. It was 2011. We had the president called Mubarak. He left by the and then another one against this Muslim Brotherhood. They were controlling the country very badly, and praise God, 30 million people come out the streets, and they removed by the Christian prayers. And they know that. That's why they revenge from the church and from the Christians. And they starting to burn many churches after the revolution, the second one, 2013. I would like to, some pictures, quick pictures, how they burn the churches and the Christian properties, the houses. I've been many times to this church, and even the orphanage among the Christians, they burn it too. Even the Bible Society in Egypt, many countries, many cities, they burn down too. And they put like a mark for the Christian houses. So one day they will kill all the Christians. But praise God, he protect us too. And in many denominations, they even the schools, here you can see big damage there, burned down. I've been to this church too. And even the pastor, this is my one of the friends of the pastors, they burned down. So this some of, even the boat of the evangelical church boat, we usually make like a pastor banquet here and many meetings among the people, but they burned down and now it's total loss, the boat even. One day I was with a camp, we were praying for the ministry, and then we heard the fire and the explosion happened. And the people say, as I told you, let's go to see what's happening outside. And it was like a big sound there. And I told them, let's finish our prayer and then we'll see. And after we finished, I found the bulletin on the walls and trying to destroy the church, but praise God, it's okay. This young man called Ayman, his friends, just because he is wearing a cross, they killed him just for the cross. So, and many people passed away. So for 1 week attack after the revolution, the outcome, 80 churches, church buildings like orphans, and, orphanages, houses, shops, cars, pharmacies, hotels among the Christians, belong to the Christian. But I'm not asking to pray for persecution because at that time we grew. And at that time, we become like one. It's not we have this church where we belong to the evangelical church or the other church. Now we are facing Satan himself. So we start praying and more, and we can see many of the Muslims, when they saw the Muslim Brotherhood, they treat us badly. And this is the Islam, they start to ask for the Bibles. We'd like to see, to know Jesus, and I would like to show this quote. Only God can turn mess into message, test into testimony, a trial into triumph, a victim into victory. I would like to know you, all of you, that we are in the victory side. God always in our side. He will not leave us, even in the middle of the trials, of the bad thing. But we know that we are the light and we are the salt. And we have a light too to give to the people, right? This is the light of the world. So if you are not a member of Gideon's, it's okay. But the most important to be salt and the light, you are in the free country. And you can preach the gospel, right? And you can share your testimony with the others, right? We cannot do that freely among the Muslims. If you come over to Egypt and I said, I'm going to evangelize the Egyptian. From the airport, you'll put you in the prison directly. Even the word, you have to be careful with even the word. So you take it for granted. It's I can talk to everybody, but I think we sung about we have to go to tell the people. I think sister here and shine, Jesus shine, right? That's our day today. So let the light be out of the candle be. And among this burned happened in the church, but the boys and the girls still going to the church, still praying there. You can see the girls here in the church. And the meetings, we still conduct the meetings even in these churches. So, Brother Mitch, can you tell?
Look at them, the more they multiplied and spread. And they were distressed because of the children of Israel.
So we can count the blessings, as your sister mentioned, count the blessings. We have many blessings. Even we can give God all the glory. My message, I would like to just give God the glory. That's all. If you thank God for his blessings, sometimes we have many blessings, but we don't realize that, right? So our prayer today, God, open our eyes to see all the mercy we have. So I would like to share with you, Yusuf, this Nigerian man came to Egypt for a quick riches, to be a rich very quick, and he is a drug dealer. And he been to the prison for a life sentence. He will not came out. At that time, maybe if you spend 25 years, you can be released. But his sentence for life. So I met him, and he mentioned the story how to become a believer. He received the testament and from 22 years back, one of the Gideons gave him the testament and started reading, and God changed him. And then the guard was walking around, and he saw Yusuf reading the this book. And he asked him, do you have any relative here in the this prison? He mentioned, no, I'm Nigerian and I'm here in Egypt. I don't have any relative. He mentioned, no, there is a man hold the same book like you. And I think you are a relative. He said, no, and starting from this point, looking who else has the same book. And starting, he found him and starting reading together and praying together. And from that moment, the first church in this prison, and hundreds of people touched with this church and growing, and the people come and sinners and go holy, you know that. So God used him for implement this church inside the prison in Egypt, for the Egyptian, for the even Muslims. They preach the gospel there freely. They have nothing to lose it inside, right? So I met him 2010 before the revolution, and he asked me, do you know anyone in the parliament so we can make an appeal to change instead of life sentence to 25 years? So I'm almost finished this sentence. So I told him, you are lucky that we have a parliament member in the we have a small church, actually, very small one. You can call it underground church. But a member of my church, he was elected in the parliament. So I asked him, can you help Yusuf? He mentioned, okay, let him write an appeal and we'll see. And I went to Yusuf and I took the appeal, and then the revolution started. And then the president were off, took him away, and the parliament not present anymore. And I told Yusuf, sorry about that. So God has another plan for you. So stay here, and God will use you here, maybe. So there was a girl from Germany, came 3-4 times a year to visit the prisoners. She has a passion for the prisoners. And she met Yusuf, and she fell in love with him. And she said, I will marry him. So let's celebrate for engagement today. And we starting to celebrate. And to be honest with you, I thought that this girl was crazy. How come this girl to engage somebody will not come out from the prison? That's my thought. But she has a great face. Actually, to make it short, this Muslim Brotherhood president gave him a free. But he has to pay $20,000. That's too much for us. We cannot afford to pay that. But we prayed for him, and shortly he go out to Nigeria and sent me an email with a picture of a marriage. So they got married 2012. And now Yusuf is a pastor in Germany. Can you believe that? So by one testament, impact hundreds inside the prison, and now God is using him as a pastor. So to him, all the glory. Praise God. About the placement in Egypt, before the revolution, we were distributed 40,000. But after the revolution, 2011, doubled. We were scared to the new situation. But to him, all the glory. We received, because you are a partner of that, by the way or another. You send us 80,000, and now almost 125,000. And the many of the people come to know the Lord. Even the membership increased from 1,000, now 1,800. Even the funds We have a little funds, but the people, you know, the situation, economical situation is very bad in Egypt. And last 5 years, the inflation rate very bad. Even the dollars, instead of the Egyptian pound, increased 3-4 times. So the economy was very bad, but the people love the word of God. And I would like to share with you some pictures how poor we have the churches in villages. You can see some of the countryside. I would like to share with you, I invited to one of the poor church, let me say, and I know that they will not collect much offering. But I shared the ministry with them, and then after I finished, a little girl in high school, I'm not sure that it's appear here or not, and she asked me, I would like to talk to you privately. I said, okay. And she was like confusing and going back and forth, wait me a minute. And then I told her, what's the issue? She mentioned that I have God put my heart to give you my cell phone. It was old-fashioned cell phone. And it's like this one. And I can't pay it. I can't sell it to anybody. I can't use it. I can't, you know. So I told her, and I know that's a big sacrifice for her. It's maybe $10. And I know that's it's a lot for her, but I told her, I'm like your father. Please let me know how much you would like to offer your contribution to the ministry, and I will put it for you. You are like my daughter. She said, no, 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 and starting crying. No, please take it for the ministry. And actually, I don't know what I can do with this cell phone. And then we have like a national conference, and I said this, I told them this story. And this is the cell phone this girl gave it to me. Anyone interested to take it? Not by $10, but I think more. So one gentleman said, I will take it by $100. And then we put it in the offering. And the most good thing, I met this brother after a couple of months. And he mentioned that, do you still remember the cell phone? I'm using it now. And I said, oh, I remember that. So he mentioned that every time I'm sitting with the brother and sister and I share with them the story of this cell phone, the people starting giving the money to the ministry. So to him all the glory, how the people love the God's word. So this is also our auxiliary here with the prisoners. This lady called Tina, she took life sentence too. And she's the leader of the church inside the prison. We don't have churches inside the prison, but we are lucky for these people. They received the God's word and changed their life and starting to ministry to all the people inside the prison too. His husband was diplomatic, and he has smuggled the drugs, and they caught him, and he said, no, no, it's not belong to me, it's belong to my wife. And she was innocent, but God used her in mighty way. Praise God. I would like to share with you, this couple was Muslims. I met them last 10 days. We had a conference, and they told me their testimony. One day he was struggling with his job, and he was very sad. And then he visited a Christian and started talking, and he gave him a testament. And then he read it, and God changed him. But every time he was thinking about anything, any problem, he opened the New Testament, and God spoke to him instantly. And then his wife was out and came back, and she told him, why you are looking like a Christian today? So that's like a sign from to him that I'm already converted. And then start sharing with her. Now he is a Christian. So let's talk about the Muslims against the Christianity. And then she told him, you know, I will tell your father. I don't know if you know that. If your son converted to the Christianity, you have right to kill him. So I will tell your father so he will take care of you. Then his father said he has a problem in his job, so leave him now. Maybe he's struggling, he's confused, so leave him. But one day she has a knife and trying to kill him. But God protect him, and she took the testament and tried to throw it away. And it was opened on Revelation 5. I don't know, God spoke to her in this verse. It's very hard to understand even as a Christian, but God spoke with her. And then she converted to and starting to ask, and God used her in mighty way. Now she became more Christian than him, more believer than him, very strong believer now. And we were in the Bible study, and then I went to their house, and she won three sisters, and five of her cousins. So to him all the glory. And they still covered, cannot say I am Christian now. So I would like to share with you one of the testimony about it's not allowed to go to the schools in Egypt, especially in the Muslim schools. And one day we went there and we met this guy, he called Gamal, and he told me, why you are here? Because we are wearing suits they don't use for this village. Anyway, the camp president started talking to him, and I saw he threw the cigarette box, and they start praying together. And then I share with him, you know, God is knocking your door, your heart. And then he mentioned that, no, you know, now Jesus, I receive Jesus in my heart now. I know that God sent you not for the schools, but for me. And I took a picture with him, and we started the 1,000 scripture at that day. And when the people heard about that, they asked me to form a camp there in this village. So many of the boys and the girls received Jesus at that day. I would like to share with you last testimony. I have 5 minutes. So do you realize this picture? There are 21 Christians were working in Libya, and ISIS killed them, slaughtered them. And we were very sad about this story. This is January, something like that, this year. And they kidnapped and slaughtered. You can see, this is in the Mediterranean Sea, because Libya is close to us. And I visit all of them in one village, all of these 21 people in one village. And I visit them. And I was sharing the gospel in every single house and start to read and pray with them. And after that, in one of the... The mothers, very young, they are age from 22 to 32, something like that. Very young people. And You can see the widows very, very young, and the mothers even. And it was encouraging to me to see these people and their faith. And one of the father, I told him, if your son denied Jesus and he will back to you, you will be happy? He said, no, he will not be accepted. So what a faith they have. And I opened the scripture, and one lady said to me, stop. You know this scripture with my husband. And one of his friends trying to collect all his stuff, but he found nothing except this scripture with him. And when they were slaughtered them, they said, Jesus Christ is our Savior. And it was in the video clip in the internet, you can see it. And they were very encouragement. This is our only inheritance from my husband. And we love this book too much because they saved their faith there. They were strong there, and we sure that one day we'll see them in heaven. Thank you so much for giving me this opportunity. God bless you, and thank you, Pastor, again. God bless you all.
You have been listening to a Bible teaching from the Heart of Christ Church. You can find us on the web at www.theheartofchristchurch.com. If you have found benefit in listening to this message, you can send us an email from our contact page, or if you would like to donate or write to us, do so at P.O. Box 1011, Quentin, PA 17083.